From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 10 times in his 7.5 years as President of the United States, Barack Obama has traveled to some location to console the families of victims of mass shootings. Monday afternoon, he and Vice President Joe Biden were in Orlando, Florida, where early on Sunday, 29-year-old Omar Mateen used assault weapons to kill dozens of men and women at a nightclub. VOA White House correspondent Mary S. Salinas in Orlando.
He was with the families of those who were killed, with survivors, with medical personnel who responded. He thanked law enforcement, all very much in a private way. His spokespeople say he understands how important it is in a community that is hurting this way, that has been hurt like this and going through something like this, for the president to personally come and say, "We stand with you. You're not alone. And we will do something about this."
At a makeshift memorial site in downtown Orlando, President Obama told those gathered their city was shaken by, in his words, an evil and hateful act. The government of Eritrea says its forces killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops, wounded another 300 during fighting this week in a contested border area. There has been no independent confirmation of those figures. The United States has launched simultaneous strikes against Islamic State from the Mediterranean Sea and the Persian Gulf, marking the first time the U.S. military has bombed IS targets in Syria and Iraq from both bodies of water. The assault began with strikes from the USS Boxer in the Gulf on Thursday. USS Truman also been targeting both countries. This is VOA News. Progress being made in the delivery of humanitarian assistance to tens of thousands of Syrians who were trapped in besieged areas. Lisa Schlein in Geneva is following the story.
Jan Egeland, the special advisor to UN Special Envoy for Syria, says significant progress is being made. This, he says, comes after several weeks where virtually nothing was getting through to the thousands of people in Syria who have been without food and other aid for months, or in some cases, years.
We hope to reach 110,000 people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas.
Egeland says it is a positive sign that a 48-hour truce was declared in Aleppo City to allow aid convoys to go through. He attributes the negotiated truce and the progress in reaching the affected areas to more effective diplomatic pressure from Russia and the United States. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan says despite losing critical ground in Iraq and Syria, the Islamic State terror group has no intention of fading away. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports that Brennan painted a bleak picture for U.S. lawmakers, warning the Islamic State remains resilient and able to strike the Middle East and the West.
He said financially, even though the group has taken major hits from the U.S. and coalition bombing campaign against its oil infrastructure, still it's able to generate tens of millions of dollars to finance its operations. And that even though it's been losing fighters on the battlefield, that it's not been able to replace them as effectively as the U.S. and its allies work to shut down the routes that the foreign fighters have been using to get into Iraq and Syria. Still in Iraq and Syria, it has about 18 to 22,000 fighters. Overall, Islamic State now has more fighters at its disposal than Al-Qaeda ever did at its height.
Brennan believes the Islamic State will continue attempts to strike at Western targets in the hopes of replicating the deadly plots that stung Paris and Brussels, as well as inspiring attacks like the shooting in Orlando, Florida earlier in this week. The shooting death of a British member of Parliament a week before Britain votes on a hotly debated referendum on whether to quit the European Union stunned the country, where gun attacks are rare and political violence is almost unheard of. Some witnesses say the alleged killer yelled "Britain first" as he shot, stabbed, and kicked Joe Cox, a junior Labour member of Parliament, 41-year-old mother of two, former aid worker, was known for advocacy for Syrian refugees, a pro-immigrant stance, and also opposition to the British exit from the EU.
That's the latest world news from VOA.